Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bowes. Gen Z likes binge-watching while working from home. Is that a problem? Working from home can sometimes be lonely. There aren't any coworkers around to chat with, and Zoom calls don't always help to make or sustain connections with coworkers. But throwing on a favorite television show or movie can help fill some of the quiet space if it doesn't turn into a major distraction for remote workers. I will admit to liking having some kind of background noise on while I'm working from home, and old episodes of Married at First Sight often fill the bill. Turns out I'm not alone in being accompanied by one of my favorite shows while I'm working. New data shows that as many as 84% of Gen Z workers admitted they stream shows or movies while working from home, according to survey results published March 18th by streaming TV service Tubi. And 53% of Gen Zers said they've put off work to finish a show that they're binge-watching, according to the survey of 2,500 adults who stream videos at least 1 hour per week. The study authors noted that while we should not equate streaming a show or a movie in the background with slacking off while working, for many Gen Zers, streaming provides more than just passive background noise. It's part of how they take breaks, stay stimulated, or even manage their focus throughout the day. For some time now, many employers and CEOs have come to distrust hybrid and remote working models. These leaders fear being unable to monitor what their workers are doing as closely as they can in an office setting. In fact, some employers are eliminating remote work altogether because they think their workers are less productive, put in fewer hours each day, and make fewer connections with coworkers. But some experts caution that Boomer and Gen X bosses not to be too quick to back away from remote work and to crack down on Gen Z workers and their supposed lack of work ethic or unprofessionalism. They note that since Gen Z grew up in a digital-first environment, their habits and tendencies will be different from those of older generations. For them, having a show, a podcast, or music in the background isn't a distraction. It's a strategy that helps them be productive and enhances their focus. And best practices suggest that instead of policing this behavior, progressive employers should consider how to design work environments, whether they be in-office or remote, to reflect how Gen Z optimally functions. More than half of Gen Zers said they're hesitant to return to the office because they'll lose their streaming time, according to the Tubi survey. But other HR leaders argue it's not really the streaming time that Gen Z is worried about, their autonomy. For many, entering the workforce during the pandemic era meant plenty of uncertainty, but also much more agency and freedom over how, when, where, and with what going on in the background they manage their work. And to be called back into an office environment essentially removes all of that agency and control. And for anyone, including Gen Z, that is not at all an enticing proposition. Now, as I wrap this up, I think I will see what's going on in Bachelor Nation while I go through the rest of my email today. That's it for the show today. We will continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. This has been Steve Bowes for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.